In contrast, the leaders we revere, the businesses and institutions that last, they are not generally the result of a narrow pursuit of popularity or personal advancement, but of devotion to some bigger purpose, the preservation of the Union, or the determination to lift a country out of a depression, the creation of a quality product, a commitment to your customers, your workers, your shareholders, and your community, a commitment to make sure that an institution like ASU is inclusive and diverse and giving opportunity to all. That's the hallmark of real success. That other stuff, the trappings of success, may be a byproduct of this larger mission. But it can't be the central thing. Just ask Bernie Madoff. That's the first problem with the old attitude. The second problem with the old approach to success is that a relentless focus on the outward markers of success can lead to complacency. It can make you lazy.